రామాయ రామభద్రాయ రామచంద్రాయ వేదసే రఘునాథాయ నాథాయ సీతాయ పతియే నమః. కిష్కింద కాండ చాప్టర్ నంబర్ 42, ద సర్చ్ ఇన్ ద వెస్ట్. ద రెసిటేషన్ బిగిన్స్ నౌ. Then he called unto him Sushena, the father of Tara, and said to him with respect, Son of Marichi, Indra and Garuda are your only peers in splendor and radiance. Intellect of a high order, strength and prowess have their abode in you. Take with you the other sons of Marichi and the holy ones and 2 lakhs of heroes to assist them and search for Sita in the west. So Rashtra, Bahlik and Sura, the countries of Bhima, densely populated towns and the provinces, forests sweet with the perfume of Ketiki and other rare flowers will meet your sight. Further, rivers that flow from east to west with their holy waters, mountains, woods and groves dotted with the hermitages of holy saints, vast deserts unknown to water, plant, shrub or tree, huge solitary blocks of granite, countries entirely guarded by lofty mountains and inaccessible to the outside world, these you will explore most carefully. Then you will come upon the western ocean, teeming with frightful marine monsters and mountainous waves. Roam ye happily among the Ketiki, Tamala and palm groves on its shores and search for Ravana and Sita. The mountains and the forests bordering on the sea, the towns Murachipatna, Jatipura, Avantipura and Angalopa, the dense and pathless woods known as Alakshita, these must form the objects of your careful search, as also other kingdoms and towns you may come across. The confluence of the river Sindhu and the ocean is marked by the mountain Hemagiri with its countless peaks. There you come upon mighty winged lions in all their fierceness. For it is but a child's play to them to carry away to their nests on the lofty trees elephants, whales and other huge creatures. Its marshes and swamps and deep-watered woods are the homes of elephants roaring in their rut like clouds. This gives them courage to approach the caves of the lions mentioned above. You will explore it most carefully in your subtle forms. Beyond it lies the mountain Pariyatra with its golden crest, 100 yojanas in extent. 24 kotis of Gandharvas, taking shapes at will and boundless of might, guard it ever most carefully, so lay no finger on the fruits or flowers or other rare things on it. These guardians are very intelligent and of the splendor of fire, but you need not be daunted by this in your search for Sita. Next, there comes into view the mountain Vaidurya of color of emerald and 100 yojanas in extent. Search most carefully in its numerous caves. Then, in the last quarter of the ocean, you come upon the mountain Chakravan, so called because Vishwakarman fashioned there for Mahavishnu his chakra with 1,000 spokes. In the far past, there arose a great war between the Devas and the Asuras. Mahavishnu manifested himself as Purushottama, killed Hayagriva the Danava and Panchajanya the Asura, and took from them Chakra and the Shankha Panchajanya that he formed of his bones. Seek ye for Ravana and Sita in its vast slopes and caves. 60,000 yojanas beyond it is the mountain Varaha with its peaks of gold. It is where Naraka, the cruel Asura, has his capital, Pragjyotish. Let it be the object of your careful search. Beyond that is the mountain Meghavan with its golden caves. It is a curious sight to witness the bears, the tigers and other wild beasts that roam thereupon, roar frightfully, and as the mountain gives back the sound 1,000-fold, roar yet more furiously. It was even there that the Devas crowned Indra as their king. Beyond that are 60,000 golden mountains, resplendent even as the morning sun, with their trees and flowers of gold. among those mountain peaks rises on high Savarni Meru like their lord and master. Once upon a time, it prayed to the Lord of Day long and earnestly and got from him the boon that everything that abides on it for a night and a day will become golden. Further, the Devas, the Maruts, the Vasus resort to it in the evenings to adore the sun god. Thus adored by them, he rests from the eyes of the creatures beyond the mountain of sunset. Here the mountain is 10,000 yojanas from there. The sun reaches it in half a muhurta. Again, there is a town on it fashioned of gold by Vishwakarman. Bird, beasts, tree and bower are all of pure gold. It is the capital of Varuna, the holder of the noose. Between Savarni Meru and the setting mountain is a lofty palm tree of gold with 10 branches resting upon a curiously wrought platform. You should search carefully in the lakes, rivers and caves thereof. Meru Savarni, the Great One, has his abode on that mountain. He is the Manu in the coming Manvantara. Like unto Brahma himself, he shines with the radiance of the noonday sun. Lay your heads at his feet and inquire about Sita. Thus far extends the rays of the sun as he in his daily course dispenses light and life and destroys darkness and death and sinks behind the setting mountain. Monkeys dare not go any further. The sun's rays touch it not. Hamlet, village, town, country, there are no such divisions, and thus far do I know. Go as far as the setting mountain, discover the whereabouts of Sita and Ravana, and be here within a month. Else, death awaits you. I have sent you with Sushena, the father of my wife, and a mighty hero. You will take his orders, for he has my confidence. Him do I respect. He is of boundless strength, valor, and greatness, and you are worthy to go with him on this quest. He shall lead you in your explorations in the western quarter. Should you find out the whereabouts of Janaki, we would have discharged somewhat our duty to Raghunatha, to whom we owe everything. It is all that we can do, and the greater glory cannot fall unto one's lot, nor is there anything for us to do thereafter. Pay careful heed unto my directions, but I leave it to you to act as time and place demands it. Then Sushena and his followers bowed low before Sugriva and took leave of him to proceed on their search in the west. Mangalam Kushlindraya Mahaniya Gunavdi Chakravarti Dhanurjaya Sarva Bhaumaya Mangalam.